Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan Podcast. This is podcast number 198, and our topic today is three ways to naturally beat wintertime depression. Did you know that one in five people, yes, one in five people struggles with wintertime depression or seasonal affective disorder as it's often called? For many people, this strikes immediately after the holiday season. In this podcast, I'm going to share three ways to naturally beat wintertime depression. Before we get into it, I thought I'd just share with you my experience. And so here's my struggle with wintertime depression. Growing up, I struggled with wintertime depression. Typically, this hit me within a few hours after opening up presents on Christmas Day. Leading up to Christmas, there was so much excitement, anticipation, but it's like after the climax of opening all the presents, it kicked in. And it kicked in until about March. And I just always felt somewhat melancholic, basically from Christmas Day until March. Looking back, as I try to analyze what happened, what went wrong growing up, I realized that I rarely went outside during this period of time. I went to school in the dark and came home in the dark. The only light I lived by was the artificial light that permeated indoor spaces. I really didn't see much of the sun until March. Of course, my diet didn't help. As a youth, I lived. I loved. That's all I did. Basically, the standard American diet. I loved my sugar. I loved my processed carbohydrates. Fortunately, my wintertime depression mostly resolved, even though I wasn't eating as well as I should, but it mostly resolved when I began my internship at Stanford University Hospital. It was in the warmer California climate that I often went on long runs outside during the winter. Even though we currently live in the cold climate of Salt Lake City, and it's pretty cold this time of the year, wintertime depression is usually no longer of an issue for me. As long as I can get a dose of the sun, eat right, and exercise on most days, I generally do very well and stay very upbeat and happy through the winter. So, what causes wintertime depression? Wintertime depression is a form of depression, obviously, which occurs during the winter months. In my experience, it is generally caused by a lack of natural light, poor food choices, and not enough physical activity. Insufficient sun or not getting enough sun during the winter disrupts your circadian rhythm. When you are living out of rhythm, studies show that other hormones like melatonin and serotonin are also thrown off. Living in rhythm with the sun is critically important to a long and healthy life. For example, studies consistently show that people who work nights, people who travel through different time zones, these people are far more likely to die from a heart attack or cancer, and that's because their circadian rhythms are completely thrown off by all of their travel, working graveyard shifts, nights, etc. In addition to a lack of natural light, all of the sugar and processed carbohydrates that are basically everywhere during the holiday season can shoot your inflammation level sky high. Chronic inflammation, as we discussed last week in the podcast, or unnecessary activation of your immune system from poor lifestyle choices, has also been shown to be an important cause of depression. Indeed, many researchers now believe that depression is just inflammation of the brain. Lastly, when it's cold outside, many people stop exercising. At least that's what my patients tell me. They all have an excuse that it's cold, so they stop going out. It's important to know. You got to know the right amount of exercise lowers inflammation. Of course, as always, you could overdo it with anything. And if you were running, say, 30 miles a day, you're not going to lower your inflammation. You're probably going to kick it up. But if you're doing moderate runs every day or moderate whatever every day, that helps to lower inflammation. Also, exercise boosts the feel-good brain chemicals. It keeps your brain functioning the way it should. It boosts dopamine. It boosts the endorphins. It boosts serotonin. And all of these are critically important to basically remaining happy, healthy, upbeat without the wintertime blues or depression. So let me give you three ways to naturally beat wintertime depression. Now that you understand the causes of wintertime depression, the key to recovery is to reclaim your circadian rhythm, keep unnecessary inflammation as low as possible, and keep your brain chemistry in balance. So to get there, here are my three tips. Number one, sun. As discussed, living out of your circadian rhythm throws off other hormones like melatonin and serotonin. It also activates unnecessary inflammation and leads to heart attacks and cancer. Fortunately, the treatment for this is really simple. Get more natural light. The earlier in the day you can get some sunlight, the better off you will be. If you have a job, like mine, that rarely allows you to see the sun in the winter, then just do the best you can. Go outside on a break. Go outside on your lunch hour. Consider using a light box at work. Personally, I have found that a light box has helped me when I can't get outside. To learn which light boxes work best, there's a great link that I have on my blog. This is blog number 198. If you go onto my website, drjohnday.com, which will take you to the Mayo Clinic. And there they talk about the various light therapies or light boxes. These really aren't too expensive. You can order them off of Amazon, go to your local drugstore. Personally, I got mine at our local Walgreens. Indeed, studies show that light therapy treats wintertime depression. In a head-to-head study, light therapy was shown to be just as good. So light therapy just as good as an antidepressant during the winter. Even better, light therapy was shown to work much faster. So you start getting the beneficial effects faster than an antidepressant, and you don't get all the side effects that you do with antidepressants. Even for those people suffering from non-wintertime depression, light therapy has also been shown to help with the more standard forms of depression. So that was number one. Tip number one, get more sun, natural light. And if you can't get more natural light, consider a light box. Number two, food. As we discussed in the last podcast, keeping unnecessary inflammation as low as possible is the secret to a long and healthy life. To do so, you need to follow an anti-inflammation diet. Basically, eat the right foods that keep chronic inflammation as low as possible. This is because many experts now consider depression really just to be inflammation of the brain. Sadly, most Americans gorge themselves on sugar, gorge themselves on processed carbohydrates over the holidays. That's where they pick up. Most Americans gain a couple of pounds over the holidays. Feasting on junk food during the darkest days of winter is when you can least afford to do so. If you're going to eat all that crap, you'd probably be better off eating that crap in the middle of the summer rather than the middle of the winter, because in the summer you've got a lot more light, and there's so many other things to help keep your mood and spirits up. But in the darkest days of winter, that's when you can least afford to eat the junk. Medical studies are now pretty clear that processed foods and sugar significantly increase the risk of depression. It's been clearly shown these foods just make depression worse, or they may cause depression. If you suffer from wintertime depression, make sure you're eating at least 2 servings of vegetables and 1 fruit with every meal. Yes, you heard me. This means 2 servings of vegetables, even with your breakfast. We've got to break this, I don't know where it comes from, crazy idea that you can't eat vegetables for breakfast in America. No, that's when you need your vegetables the most. If you can get in your 9 servings, so if you work that out, that's 2 vegetables and 1 fruit with each meal times 3, that's 9. If you can get in your 9 servings of daily of vegetables and fruits, then hopefully you'll be too full to even think about eating sugar or processed foods, and you're going to feel so much better. Your body will thank you. Your mind will thank you. If you want to feel better, you got to eat the right stuff. And vegetables and fruit, are especially vegetables, that's really the secret to healthy eating. Number 3, exercise. One thing the pharmaceutical industry will never tell you is that even a short workout may be just as helpful in treating depression as a little pill. Indeed, since the first head-to-head study comparing exercise versus antidepressants in 1999, exercise has consistently, it's not one study, it's every study, has consistently performed just as good, if not better, than an antidepressant. How much exercise do you need to treat depression? Well, that depends. While some studies show that even minimal amounts of exercise help, other studies show that higher doses of exercise are required to treat depression. In addition to boosting the feel-good hormones, like we discussed, dopamine, endorphins, and serotonin, which all go up with exercise, the right dose of exercise can also drop inflammation levels, and we covered that. Exercise in moderate amounts, even light to moderate amounts of exercise can reduce inflammation. Now, once again, if you're going crazy training for, you know, the Ironman championships in Hawaii, you're probably going to kick up your inflammation levels. But for 99% of the people, exercise lowers inflammation. Take home message. So now that we've covered them all, three tips. Number one, get the sun or natural light, or even use a light box. Eating the right foods, basically avoiding the crap and eating more vegetables and fruits, can help with depression. And then third, we talked about exercise. So the big picture take home message is that you or someone you love is probably suffering from wintertime depression right now as you're listening to this podcast. Fortunately, there are simple solutions that usually don't require an antidepressant. By simply getting more sun in your life, eating right, and exercising daily, you can boost your brain's feel-good chemicals and eliminate any unnecessary inflammation. With this prescription, once again, more light, more of the right foods, less of the crap, and more exercise, most people can beat wintertime depression. Of course, does that mean you can suddenly stop your antidepressant? No. You gotta discuss it with your physician. Immediately stopping an antidepressant, particularly if you're suffering from depression, could be very dangerous. It could trigger a suicide. So you can't do that. I know this has been the case for me. Daily sun, healthy foods, and exercise has cured my wintertime depression. So do you suffer from wintertime depression or seasonal affective disorder? If so, what's worked for you? I'd love to hear from you. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. This is blog, just find blog number 198, scroll to the bottom, leave your questions, leave your comments, leave whatever, and I'll do the best to answer these as quickly as possible. If you like this podcast, please be sure to share it with a friend. Even better, subscribe to my free weekly newsletter. Rate this podcast on whatever you use to listen to your fine podcasts, whether that's Stitcher, iTunes, whatever it is. We love those reviews. That helps more people to find us, as it helps us to rise higher in the searches when people are looking for a good podcast to listen to. So with that, thanks for listening. I hope you've learned something and that you've now got a plan in place to beat the wintertime depression. And until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.